If you give it up, you'll lose something. There's always something in the way.
Friendlier, not any angry, hostile stuff here unless Fitch gets upset with me. And then we put it to rest pretty quickly.
That's right.
Because he remembers who the boss is. Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen.
Thank you for that reminder.
Good day, program.
I appreciate it.
Later in this hour, Jennifer will have tons of time, a lot of television things that she and I will talk about. Roberta Fasanelli is not around this week. Her mom, although I had not heard, she's been sending me emails. I did not hear from her yesterday, but nobody did. So I'm guessing her mother still may be hanging on, but not by much. One of those sad realities. We all face them sooner or later. For us, there'll be a broadcast in the sky, Rich. At the end of all of this, it'll be the broadcast, the big broadcast in the big blue sky.
That's right.
We'll call it the big blue sky broadcast.
And it'll be commercial free.
Will it? Now? How are we making any money? We don't need any money
anymore.
Well,
in Rich's heaven, it will be.
That's right.
Instead of in heaven, there is no beer. In heaven, there are no commercials. The Doug and Jennifer and Rich get together. We have some good news. Again, the hour starts with good news. Yesterday, I was talking about General Motors and how it paid back all of its loans pretty much or now down to nothing. Also, they have announced that they will pay their 45,000 hourly workers in our country a bonus of $4,000 each. $4,000. This doesn't prove that they are on the mend. They gave, actually, back in the late 90s, there was a bonus of a couple.
And as a Monday after a holiday weekend, things are a little askew here, but we're getting our ducks in a row. And we'll connect with Doug, and we'll be right back with Good Day in just a moment.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Don't miss it. Sale ends Tuesday. Hurry to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
There's a saying we should revise. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. As a pair of gorgeous diamond stud earrings, I should know. I am on many a girl's holiday list. So guys, buy me for her, and mistletoe will not be necessary for the kiss you're gonna get. Oh. Therefore, the saying should be, diamonds are a guy who buys them for a girl. Best friend. A little clunky, but true.
Something missing from your list, like fine jewelry? Get to Kohl's 2-day sale for lots of great savings this Tuesday and Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Well, let's see what's going on here in terms of Monday and the weekend, Black Friday. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, about 16 past the hour. And, yeah, there has been a bit of confusing audio on the air. There is no such thing as perfection. And once in a while, there is a sometimes a human problem, sometimes a technical problem. We rely so much on technology. It really is, whether it's in your life, whether it's my life, whether it's our lives, it is sometimes scary how much we do rely on it. And if something happens, if there's a burp or any kind of gas one way or another, things don't always go as they would. So apologies for those who are trying to figure out what's going on. Now we have all of the pieces put together. And the essence of our weekend, going back to last Friday, a lot of hype. Remember the numbers? People say, oh, my business isn't going to do what. Why do people hold that thought? Why wouldn't you hold the thought that you're going to do better, you're going to be better, things are going to be as wonderful as they possibly can? And actually, the numbers suggest the retailers saw a decent sales gain from the year ago. What's the inflation rate has been less than 1%, I think, Kenny. So under the circumstances, to have a 2.3% sales gain on Thanksgiving and then on Black Friday, maybe the disappointment comes because a lot of stores opened up early on Thanksgiving. A lot of investors say that the majority of shoppers still prefer going out to stores rather than buying online. And the competition over having the most deals was so great that many retailers actually say that what's gone on between people going into the stores and then you know, going home and buying online. That may be part of what is, if there's a problem, that may be part of it. We monitor a lot of talk radio for this hour of the Good Day program, and here's a fellow named Rob Mason on his program talking to market analyst David Wooten about the growing number of retailers that were opened up on Thanksgiving.
How is that changing things, perhaps, for Black Friday?
Well, there are some who have it the ritual down to a science. And I think opening up early makes people have to change the way they do things. They plan their activities immediately after Thanksgiving dinner, and they organize into teams, and they camp out the morning overnight so they can be prepared for the morning. This has kind of moved it up, and it's required them to have to alter the way that they normally shop. It worries me a little bit because you wonder what then will happen to Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving used to be a distinct ritual. They would kind of transition into a new ritual, and now they're having to do it a little bit earlier. It makes you wonder if at some point the Thanksgiving dinner is going to be something like a tailgate before the big game.
Yeah, you know, you might be right about that. And obviously there was some success, certainly by what I saw. Do you think that the Thanksgiving hours for shopping are going to get even earlier and earlier, maybe to the point that Thanksgiving's just another day at the stores?
I think that's a risk, because if people are going to start doing it earlier, then all of the retailers will start participating in this. And then in order for someone to get an advantage, they're going to have to move earlier. I don't think anyone realizes that they ultimately can't win. They keep moving it earlier. The competitors will match it, and pretty soon everyone will be doing it just a day or two earlier with the same results as they were having if they would have waited until after Thanksgiving.
So what do you say, or what do you think about those members of a faction that are really opposed to the stores being open at all on Thanksgiving? And do you think there's going to be any throwback to the retailers because of that?
I don't know. The appearance of people out there in large numbers on Thanksgiving evening suggests that there's a large segment of people in the market that want the good deals. Unfortunately, I think the segment that is saying, well, look, you're interfering with Thanksgiving. This is a sacred holiday. Why are you doing this? They're not the same segment that's actually showing up early in the morning and now leaving their dinners late at night on Thanksgiving.
888-302-3684 as we focus on Monday here on the Good Day program.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We'll be right back.
It's after the hour, Monday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here with me. We're putting pieces together from a technical nightmare. And so I'm not going to focus on that, dwell on it, because these things happen. Kenny, what are you getting Facebook-wise, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show, about things that have happened over the weekend, Black Friday. I'm certainly going to spend some time on Obamacare again in this hour, but as far as people going shopping, bargains, that sort of thing, finding any wildly excited people?
A lot of people who said they were skipping it this year. On our Facebook page, let's see, Jana, Connie, Ernesto, Megan all said that they were skipping it. Nancy said she got there before noon on Friday and got everything that she wanted. And Nathan says that he told himself he was not going to go, dead set against it, and then 8 p.m. Thursday night sounded a lot better than 5 a.m. Friday morning, so he was out there.
Yeah, maybe that does sort of have a better ring to it, depending on where you are and whether you're an early morning person or a late night person. Yeah, yeah. That's, I think, what they're counting on. There's so much diversity in our population. So many different people want to do so many different things. And it, because it makes it so easy online to shop, people feel like they need to, if they're running retail, they need to accommodate that. So maybe that's what the thinking is behind all of this. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman talking to Herb Weisbaum from ConsumerMan.com about being focused on your identity. Protect your identity as you shop online today. It's Cyber Monday, you know.
Cyber Monday. It's where a lot of people go to the computers, and they are going to do their shopping this year on computers. And I know it's for the last, 10, 15 years, it's just grown exponentially, it seems, every year.
Well, not just Cyber Monday. This is going to be the biggest year ever, we're predicting, for people shopping online. A lot of convenience factors, a lot of great deals. Some deals you won't find in the stores, just to encourage you to get in the habit of shopping online. And the thought I want to share with you and your listeners today is, because there's so much activity going on online this time of year, this is the prime time for identity theft. Now, identity theft is a year-round crime, 24/7, 365, but the bad guys are really out to snag you and take advantage of you this time of year because they know it's a great opportunity for them. You're stressed, you're sleep-deprived, you're running around trying to get all the shopping done before the relatives arrive, and it makes it a little bit easier for the crooks to steal your personal information because they can take advantage of this distraction that's taking place. You know, anytime you're distracted, you're not thinking about security, you become vulnerable, and that's what they're hoping to do is cash on this distraction factor and get the information they want so they can steal from you.
Now, you mentioned something last week, and I admitted that I had not followed the advice, but I will do it from now on, which was number one, never use your debit card when you make an online purchase.
Right, and the reason why I shared that tip was there are different protections for debit cards and credit cards. You have guaranteed fraud protection rights when you use a credit card. With a debit card, there are some rights, but most of that is voluntary from your institution. So most of the big credit card issuers will say, we guarantee 0% liability, you have nothing to worry about. Well, here's the fine print from somebody who hears from the victims all the time. If somebody snags your debit card number and uses it, they can drain your account because, remember, that's tied to your bank account where a credit card is not. So they have access to your financial stuff at your bank. They can drain your account. You can report the fraud. But then banks have a number of days guaranteed by law to investigate and figure out whether it really was fraud or not. 10 days with being without the money in your checking account could probably cause some serious problems for a lot of people. How do I pay the rent? How do I pay the mortgage? How do I pay the other bills? So that's the number one problem. The number two problem is if you report a fraud with a credit card, like the merchandise doesn't arrive or it's defective merchandise, you probably have no problem whatsoever with having that charge taken off your credit card bill. I have actually talked to people who have had a problem using a debit card with a purchase. They've told the bank, look, I didn't get the merchandise, or the merchandise wasn't as promised or whatever, and they have been told, did you give your card number to this merchant? And they said, yes. And the institution said, well, then it's not fraud because you gave them the number. Well, wait a minute. I didn't get my stuff, or my stuff was effective. That's fraud. Well, not really, because you gave them your number. You would never have that kind of problem, in my experience, with a credit card. So that's why I just say, don't use that online. Use the protections of a credit card.
All right, so there's some good advice. Obamacare in the focus next year on Good Day. Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
How good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Don't miss it. Sale ends Tuesday. Hurry to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Stefan. It's Monday, the 2nd of December. As we think about where the year has gone, we think about how close we are to Christmas, we think about Thanksgiving and what happened over the weekend. Some pretty sad news and kind of interesting, curious even, as to the passing of actor Paul Walker. For those of you who may not know who he is, he was one of the stars in the original Fast and Furious. I think he's been in all of them, Kenny, hasn't he? The first Fast and Furious movie, yeah. He was in all
was
of them.
Planning to be in the next one, too.
Right, yep. He was 40 years old. He was killed in a wreck on Saturday night in a friend's Porsche. They were driving way too fast, obviously, and the car went out of control. The car hit a tree, burst into flames, and so he was killed instantly. Has a 15-year-old daughter, and the filming of Fast and Furious 7 was supposed to start today, which is really kind of gives you a chill up and down your spine when you think about it. And there have been a lot of, if you've been watching television at all, you've seen or you read things online about him, and the social media is full of sadness and people who can't believe it, that sort of thing. Vin Diesel, in fact, posted a picture of the two of them on Instagram and wrote, "Brother, I will miss you very much. I'm absolutely speechless. Heaven has gained a new angel. Rest in peace." So the passing of Paul Walker, what some people are talking about in part. The focus on Obamacare has not gone away. The Obama administration announcing that its healthcare website now is functioning smoothly up to maybe 90% of its capacity. Quote, "We've doubled the system's capacity. Healthcare.gov can now support its intended volume." That's the word from Jeff Zients, who is the official overseeing the repair to the system. He also said the site's response time and error rate for applicants has been improved. The website can now handle 50,000 concurrent users, 800,000 users per day, whereas in October when it was crashing, it could only handle like 2,000 visitors a day. It's so hard to believe that they were this badly prepared. It does this. It's unforgivable in my mind, anyway. 888-302-3684. Okay, so during the Monday program, especially this hour, we refer to things that have happened over the weekend, the audio that we have that tries to bring you the picture of some of these stories in other persons' points of view, the experts that are on the Sunday morning news program, for example, on television, add a lot to the conversation. Here's a piece from Face the Nation where John Dickerson talked to former Obama Chief of Staff Bill Daley and Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard about the status of the healthcare.gov website.
This news from the website, it's doing better. Is the White House, is the administration back on the good road here?
I think it's obviously, I'm sure there's a lot of relief at the White House. They know that they've got a very deep hole to come out of. Obviously, if the success that they're predicting is going to begin today by virtue of the website being up and running better is fulfilled and then grows off of that, they've taken an enormous step to begin to come back. You know, this is a game of sports analogy here would be it's singles and doubles. There are no triples or home runs to begin to change this equation. So I think this is a very solid double. But it's a long game, and they've got a lot of hits to be made by them in a positive way.
Bill Kristol, I want to talk to you about the politics of this. On the one hand, Republicans have benefited enormously from these troubles. On the other hand, Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, makes the point that you can't beat something with nothing. And so do Republicans have to kind of say, here's what, in fact, we want to do on health care?
Yeah, they do. But I think, to be fair, Republicans have benefited mostly from the substance of Obamacare. What's the big issue been for the last 3 or 4 weeks that Republicans have been hammering and a lot of individuals have been hammering? If you want, if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. That doesn't change. The website could work perfectly, and 5 million people have lost their plans and are being shoved into inferior plans or ones that suit them less well. So I think that problem, and the website in that respect, is a bit of a distraction. We'll see how well it's been fixed. I think it's a good example of why you don't want government to do these things. I think if the private sector, if a bunch of private companies were competing, as they are, I think Aetna and Cigna and those guys, they would pay a price if the website crashed and people would go to another company. That doesn't happen with the government, which is why government shouldn't run big chunks of our economy, like health care. And Republicans do need a positive, they have some positive alternatives. They need to highlight them more, and I think need to advance them more. I think Paul Ryan will introduce a pretty big set of Republican alternatives, not one giant bill, but let's address Medicare, Medicaid, the individual market, the corporate market. And I think he'll introduce something probably right after the new year, or at least lay out the principles of it, so people can say with more comfort, and I think more truth, that Republicans do have a positive reform agenda in health care.
888-302-3684 in the Good Day program. All right, Kenny, so let's focus on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And I'm looking, we have email, by the way, Doug@DougStephan.com, Ken@DougStephan.com, essence of it. Focusing on the deadline having passed, the glitches supposedly came and went. I'm not quite sure. They promised this for the 1st of December, which would have been Sunday morning, Saturday night, right? They right. said their goals had been met. There had been a last-minute update as they worked on it over the weekend. So now, yeah, they do accommodate 50,000 users at once and up to 800,000 users a week. Aaron Albright, who's a spokesperson for the healthcare site, said we're now ready. We are almost ready to meet our stated goal for the site to work for the vast majority of users. Okay, well, what are you getting? What's the sense you get from people that you're monitoring who have comments, whether it's at Doug Stephan's, it's Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or in general on this?
Joseph says that the Republicans really don't need to do anything at this point. Obamacare is collapsing on its own.
I disagree. I think the gentleman, the conversation we just heard from Face the Nation, the Republicans have to come up with something so they don't just look like they're there, gloating over the failure. That doesn't get anybody, especially if you're trying to serve, really serve the people who have sent you to Washington. That doesn't cut it at all. All right, so what else, Kenny?
Let's see, it just updated. Sally says that this whole thing has just become a joke.
Mm-hmm. It's the way they're playing it and sounding it. The Democrats say, well, what have the Republicans got? And that maybe is a good response, but that doesn't, again, help the people who are trying to do what the suggestion was when this thing was introduced or when the thing was passed 3 years ago. It just doesn't. It doesn't cut it. What else?
Another Ken says that there is no defense for the fact that the Obamacare website didn't work. A site developed and run by idiots for fools. Obama is worthless.
Well, and again, you've got all kinds of people who don't like Obama no matter what, and people don't like the Obamacare no matter what. The idea of helping some people seems to me ought to have been the first. If you don't need the problem solved, that is, you've already on your own got some kind of insurance, or you have Social Security, Medicare, all that stuff, that's one thing. But there were 30 to 40 million people that didn't have anything, and so they weren't getting proper health care. Not that this fixes what it costs or the availability of good health care. It just makes it accessible to more people. If that's a victory for you, then that's good. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Don Russell over the weekend talking to political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts about the fallout, the political fallout for both sides, kind of an extension of the conversation that we were just having on the battle over who gets on top of the pile after the mess.
It's pretty obvious that now that the government is back up and running and there really isn't anything to divert anybody's attention from anything else, that this is the story of record and probably will be until every single person can log on to healthcare.gov whenever they want.
Well, I think it's ceased to be a question of embarrassment for the administration and then death knell for the Obama administration. The people are just resigned to the fact that government doesn't work. This isn't what they promised. I think when you set these deadlines, some of them are constructed. You know, everybody's thinking about something else on Thanksgiving weekend. They're not thinking about this. And they're going to be in a very bad mood when they have to go back to work. So it's not a good time.
No, it really isn't. And I as Congress comes back to work and the the horse keeps getting beaten. I mean, regardless of its condition, whether it's dead or if it's on life support. I do think that this is a, if it's the president's signature issue, a signature program through 8 years of his administration, and it continues to be dysfunctional, I mean, it's just great ammo for the Republicans going into 2014.
Oh, it is. And I want to mention two things that caught my attention this week. Earlier, midweek, some of these groups gave out talking points for how you can generate a kind of discussion around the dinner table. Here's what you say. Here's ways you can, you know, meet some aggression on head on. And then Mark Shields and David Brooks came out with, here's ways to avoid the Thanksgiving family meal acrimony. And one of the things they said, and this is too late for everybody, is admit that you could be wrong. And I think that's a lesson we ought to take to Capitol Hill.
Yeah, it would be great, wouldn't it? Maybe that was the purpose of the change in the filibuster rules, so that they can admit that they were wrong and we can move on. And the president even said this, that he would have originally voted against it, but things have just gotten so bogged up, and the gridlock is just so massive, and the inability to get anything done, that they had to use this nuclear option just to break the stalemates.
Well, and I think that many people are looking at it and saying, oh, God, they didn't get these judicial nominations through in how many days? You know, some of them took, you know, 3 months, much more. I think that people are tired. But they're also getting, in addition to that, that's the story. And then they're getting all these deadlines confused. Now, what was supposed to happen? When is this shut down? What date are we supposed to have, you know, the budget deficit fixed? Okay, Obamacare is rolled out this date. I think people are just confused. They're confused about those rules, the deadlines, and it's going to even lead to even more feeling that government doesn't work.
Yeah, really? Thank you. Wow. There's someone who's come up with a genius conclusion. 888-302-3684. Okay. Enough cynicism. A lot of people are talking about that New York train derailment, and so we'll have something that focuses on that, so you'll be updated in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu, connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Don't miss it. Sale ends Tuesday. Hurry to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. A lot of people are talking about that train derailment in New York yesterday and the reports about it. Here's from CNN, Alexandria Field, talking about the story, the fact that four people died. A lot of people have been injured. Here's the background.
What should have been a routine Sunday morning ride into New York City from Poughkeepsie turned deadly in an instant after the Metro North train lost control, coming loose from the tracks around a sharp curve.
I just heard like a screeching noise, you know. I happened to be by the window. I'm on top of the hill, but I still heard a screeching noise. And then within seconds, the ambulance started and the fire truck started coming past my window. And I knew something big happened.
Several cars flipped on their sides, sending many passengers flying out of their seats.
I was just sitting on the train. I wasn't paying attention to anything in particular. And then all of a sudden, the train just kind of felt like a little more sideways than it should be. And by the time I looked up, it was completely going off its track. And there was just like the rubble from under the tracks, like flying.
Emergency first responders, including divers, searched the crash scene as cadaver dogs combed the wreckage. Officials now believe all passengers have been accounted for.
We're trying to stabilize the situation right now. New York is blessed with the best first responders, I think, anywhere in the country.
This is one of the busiest travel days of the Thanksgiving holiday, and Metro North is incredibly popular, carrying about 83 million passengers a year, nearly 16 million on the Hudson Line where the crash happened. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating what went wrong, sending a go team to the scene.
Hit the ground running. They are experts in the work that they do. We've got folks who are focusing on operations, track, human factors, crashworthiness, and survivability.
Officials tell CNN the operator says he applied the brakes, but the train didn't slow down. At this point, there are more questions than answers. A deadly and tragic end to a holiday weekend.
All right, so they didn't get much out of that. Iran in the focus next year on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The hour conversation about what's going on in the news. News Talk, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Middle East in the focus here. Thousands of Arabs protested. This was on both sides, actually, Israel and Palestinian protesters. The West Bank is the focus. East Jerusalem, just on the other side of the West Bank. The plan by the Israeli government to relocate some Bedouins from desert to urban communities. 28 protesters were arrested. 15 police were injured. One was stabbed. This is called the PRAR plan. Israeli officials insist the agreement was reached after consultation with Bedouin leaders. A lot of Bedouins disagree, saying they'll lose up to 200,000 acres of land and more than 400,000 people will be forcibly relocated. Does this ever get fixed is the question. All right, moving around, situation with the nuclear weapons program in Iran, the subject of conversation on Fox News Sunday, where Chris Wallace talked to the former head of both the CIA and the NSA, Director Michael Hayden. He has a take on the deal reached with Iran. Let's listen to it.
Do you look at the new six-month deal with Iran as a reasonable first step to test their intentions? Or do you worry that it leaves too much of Iran's nuclear activity and infrastructure in place?
Right. Well, it's not like we had a whole lot of good choices with regard to Iran and their nuclear program, Chris. And I'm willing to let this deal kind of run. But let's be honest with ourselves. All right. We have accepted Iranian uranium enrichment. There is no question about that. That's a different red line than we used to have. I understand that. That may be a result of the facts that have changed on the ground based upon the Iranian program over the past decade.
Let me sit up for a second, because John Kerry would sit here right now and he'd say there's nothing in the agreement. We do not recognize their right to enrich.
Well, actually, it says in the agreement that we will come to an agreement with regard to their right to enrich, which is very different than the UN Security Council resolutions to date that says they do not have a right to enrich. Chris, at the end of the day, Iran's going to be a nuclear threshold state. Now, before you think that's condemnatory of what's going on, what we have to do is to push that threshold back as far as possible. And that will identify, that will define whether this was a good idea or a bad idea. Right now, the Iranians are far too close to a nuclear weapon. We have hit the pause button. Now we've got to negotiate hitting the delete button with them.
What is your view, big picture, and I'm sure you've studied this as CIA director, what's your view of Hassan Rouhani, the new president of Iran, and of his new government? Do you see them as relative moderates who are, maybe because of the sanctions, working hard to end Iran's isolation, or do you see them more as just playing us and still determined to have a nuclear weapon at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's probably a mix of all that. And I, you know, it's a bad bet to bet on moderates and not moderates in another country. Rouhani is a pragmatist, though. Perhaps not a moderate, but a pragmatist. And at the end of the day, Chris, we're going to have to negotiate this. And so it might be a good judgment that Rouhani, and particularly as Foreign Minister Zarif, is just about the best deal we can get in terms of interlocutors within the Islamic Republic.
888-302-3684. Let's wrap this up, shall we? Have a bit of an excerpt from a host named Jason Rance, who talked to Middle East analyst Michael Naibi about the criticism that seems to be coming from all sides over the deal with Iran.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said this about the deal.
We shouldn't pursue a policy of containment with Iran, that we should insist that a country which has deceived the world, a country which has defied UN Security Council resolutions, can't be trusted.
Now, Eric Cantor isn't alone. You have people on both sides of the aisle saying, hey, Iran is not exactly the most trustworthy people in the world, so What's in place to ensure they don't actually go back on any of their word?
Well, the Iranians have agreed to a pretty comprehensive and robust set of monitoring terms and restrictions on their activities. 24-hour video surveillance, regular in-person inspections of their facilities. But most importantly, we have to remember this, but the majority of sanctions have not been rolled back. And at any time in the next 6 months that the Americans or the other P5+1 negotiators, some of the EU members, Russia and China, feel that Iran is not being honest or ignoring the agreements that it has made, sanctions can come back rapidly in force. And actually, the U.S. and the U.N. and the EU could actually pursue more sanctions. So
Michael, isn't that a key part of the criticism? So a lot of people are saying, hey, they can't be trusted. So we're saying, okay, well, maybe they can be. Let's give them this opportunity, and we find out in a month or so, let's say they can't be entrusted, they go back to what they were doing before this agreement, they just basically got a pass for a month to do some more of the nefarious things that we suspect they're doing.
Also, the latest from Syria is that the United States has offered to pay for the destruction of all of the chemical weapons that Syria is supposed to be getting rid of. There, aren't you happy to hear that? 59 past the hour, and good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.